just because you're getting pizza in New York or New Haven doesn't mean you're getting New York or New Haven style pizza.
Right, true.
Baby Jesus, plus one.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Chart New Haven Pizza Show, episode 55. What's going on? It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zapsky. We have very special guests today. We have Bill and Pat, water experts. Frank, this is the water episode.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
You've been waiting a long time for this one. And before we get into it, check out our new little studio layout. We got this new studio. We got these fancy mics. It's exciting.
Fancy pants here.
I feel honored to christen this with you guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
You guys are the first guests in this new studio.
Very nice.
Frank, do you want to give a background on the water stuff? How do you want to get into it?
Yeah, so a couple things before we get going. I want to be very clear about this, that this is for education, information only. I also realize that I could have Jesus, Joseph, Mary, the 12 disciples, Allah, Buddha, all here at the same time, and not everyone's going to believe what we're going to say. And I already accepted that. But listen, you might learn a little bit about water. These guys are actually former brewers, professional brewers. And if you know anything about brewing, most of it is water. So you have to know your stuff, and that's why we have these guys here. That's really the impetus of this episode, and obviously we're going to relate it to pizza. But there's a lot of different things going out there with the water and pizza. I will tell you that this obsession with water started in the 90s for me. So when I first started my business, I did a lot of work in New York City. I actually did a lot of work in Phillips. So I was in Manhattan in the five boroughs. So I would have a system. I would have a walking slice and a train slice. And inevitably, like people would always come up and say, oh, you're not going to get this good pizza in Connecticut. It's the water. It's this and that. And so, you know, these things kind of rolled around in my head. And then some time went by. And around 2010, I started getting serious in the pizza. I started making pizza when I was 12 years old at my church carnival. Those that have followed me know what my story. But I had a hankering to start another business, which I did. 2012, I started Fired Up Pizza Truck. But prior to that, for about 2 years prior, I did all kinds of education. And one of the things was water. You know, now there's a whole bunch of things out there about the water, and it's this and it's that, and it's special and it's secret and it's this, and, you know, you guys know where this is going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, you hear it all the time. You know, even like with bagels, I feel like, or anything that you're using water to make beer, obviously, you know, people say like, you know, the New York water for making a bagel in New York, or the pizza dough, you know, in New Haven. You have to have that New Haven water. So I feel like that's where the debate comes in. It's like, can I make New Haven style pizza in Hamden, or can I make it in California? Yeah. Like, sure. You know, I think that's sort of where the debate comes in, right, Frank?
Debate would be a gentle word. It's really more of just argument. You know, it's like, this is what it is, and that's it. And, you know, in preparing for this, I've watched a bunch of videos, and there was one guy, this guy Gio from Luigi's in Brooklyn, I think, and he went on to say, you know, it was his dad started it, and he worked there for a while, and he's got really good pizza, and he's adamant that it's the water in Brooklyn that makes his pizza really good. So 2-3 weeks went by, and I believe the video went viral. Mm-hmm. So now you got a couple other Brooklyn pizza shops doing their rebuttal. And one guy, and I don't remember his name, but he made an incredibly valid point. He's like, if it was the water, he goes, every pizza shop in Brooklyn would be the exact same pizza. We'd all have great pizza, and not everyone has great pizza.
That's
and
true.
Really what it comes down to is the person making it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was how you and I first met, Frank. I believe
that's baby Jesus, by the way.
I believe you had seen me commenting on one of the Facebook forums or something like that. Someone was saying, it's the New Haven water, it's the water. And I was commenting, rebutting that, saying, well, no, that's just a myth, and here's some reasons why. And you reached out to me and said, hey, I want to talk to you about this. Yeah. And that was about a year ago, and now here we are sitting here.
I don't believe any of that. I've never seen you comment on social media. Like, whatsoever.
Never.
And never. Like, yeah, I can't believe there's a lot of conversation around it.
For sure.
And just like anything else, pizza comes down to the process. And understanding the water is probably more important in the process than the actual water content itself. Hmm. Because there are differences in water, different regions of the country, different parts of the world. It's very common in brewing that if you want to brew a Belgian beer, you treat the water to try to replicate the water characteristics.
Water profile of that. Just said.
Yeah, water profile of that region.
Yep. See, Bill, I was listening. Yeah.
and that's more because different characteristics of water when brewing beer can bring out different attributes.
Yes.
Sulfates, they can bring out more bitterness and hops.
Yeah.
You can get a maltier profile from the grains depending on the hardness of the water and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very crucial aspect with brewing beer, but with pizza, it's a lot smaller percentage in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
So there is some characteristics from the water you could take that will alter what happens in the process.
Right. Like, I feel like if you're using a filtered water versus tap water versus, like you said, hard water or soft water, you know, whatever it is in your pizza dough, that's going to make more than the location of where the water is coming from, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And to Pat's point about the different minerals and stuff like that are in the water that do have a big impact on beer and the final product, you know, when we were brewing beer, we would have to test our water profile pretty consistently because throughout the year, it's constantly changing depending on which reservoir that the regional water authority is pulling from, natural elements like rain, runoff, and things like that. Those elements are fluctuating pretty drastically throughout the year. And if you're not making adjustments for that, you're going to have a beer that you made in June taste completely different from one that you made in September. Yeah. And so you really have to be making those adjustments. When it comes to pizza, you're not making any of those adjustments, but that dough that you make in June tastes exactly the same as that dough that you make in September. So, you know, right there alone, those are the things that brought me to the opinion of it's not some secret ingredient, because no pizzeria is doing any kind of water monitoring or adjustments to make sure there's that consistency there like we would have to do with beer to get a good, consistent product.
Can you, either one of you guys or both of you guys, I'd like both your opinions, talk to us a little bit about that water profile. And again, they're making beer, they were making beer, we're making pizza, but there's a lot of similarities, especially when it comes to the water. So just give us a little bit of background on that if you can.
Well, so it's more about consistency than anything else. So you can get a test from the regional water authority or your local water, you know, you can test it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Check, you know, what levels of chlorides and sulfates and whatnot are in there. And it's more, regardless of what the profile was, when you're brewing 15 barrels, 30 barrels of a liquid that people are going to consume, you want to always have the same starting point. Mm-hmm. And I feel like pizza, it kind of relates the same way. You want the same consistency in the dough, the same amount of dough, and that's what you're striving for. So for a brewer, the tool is really just testing it to make those adjustments. And you'd be amazed, like 15 barrels of beer, you might put a half cup of some minerals in there level it off just to be consistent?
Depending on what the starting profile is,
It doesn't take a lot.
No. But those little amounts make a big difference. And so what we would do is I had to work with the Regional Water Authority to try to get our water profile, contacted them, let them know like what we were looking for and why. And the guy was really good. He worked with me really well and did his best to he would try to email me to update me when they would be switching reservoirs, because he said that was when we would see the biggest shift in the makeup of the water. So when they would switch over to a different reservoir, didn't always happen that he would email us, but he tried to. But I would do a new test. We had a very rudimentary, basic testing kit because we were a small brewery. Mm-hmm. Didn't have the funds for anything more extravagant. But it was enough to get me in the ballpark to know where we were with the starting profile and then build my target profile based on that.
Where was the brewery?
So I was at No Worries in Hamden. I spent a lot of time in a bunch of different breweries over the years, but that was the main one I really started diving into the water stuff a lot more in detail when I was there.
And that's something that, Frank, you've talked about, is like water coming into New Haven or Hamden or Milford or wherever, it's coming from these reservoirs in the state, right? So it's not necessarily coming right from, you know, so the water that's filtering into New Haven is coming from a reservoir that's located maybe somewhere else.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill, can you talk a little bit more in detail about the profile? Like, I know, and I'm not a water expert. You know, I know a bunch about it, but I'm not a water expert. And, you know, one of the things that you gave me, which really opened up my eyes, is that website, Brewing Water.
Yeah, that's a website I used when I was brewing at home before I was even brewing commercially. I used it still when we were brewing commercially too, because it worked for the size that we were on and I was able to make all the adjustments. But it's a great tool that really gives you everything that you need to plug in all of your ingredients, what you're using for your grains, your water volumes, all that kind of stuff. And it helps you calculate based off what your water profile is, which you have to know your base water profile to begin with. But then from there, figure out what different additions you need to put, how much more calcium you need to put in there, how much more sulfate, what you want to adjust for what you're trying to target. And like Pat mentioned earlier, depending on the style of beer, you're targeting different water profiles because different types of beer that you're going for are going to react differently based on how you build that water makeup.
So you're adding minerals, basically.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
What if you have to take stuff away?
So that is possible, and there are some breweries out there that do it. So
Two Roads is one I could think of. They have a real extravagant reverse osmosis system.
Oh, yeah.
So reverse osmosis, which is basically the process of stripping out all the minerals or distilling water the same way, that takes the water down to a bare basic minimum level.
Yeah.
And then from there, you control everything about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to build it so it has a certain ratio of calcium to magnesium to get a certain, like, you want your hops to pop a little differently. Mm-hmm. Or if you're brewing a maltier beer, you can change that and go that way. It's one of those things that when people start out brewing as a home brewer, it's not something they pay attention to at all. Mm. Like when I started home brewing, 15 years ago, I was using jugs of Poland Spring. I wasn't treating the water. I wasn't even using water out of my tap. I'm like, oh, it's already, I need 6 gallons. It's already measured for me. Cool. This is easy. Yeah. Like, but as you evolve in your process, you start to pay more attention to that. Like, oh, this didn't come out as bitter as I wanted it to. Why?
Yeah.
And you start making those adjustments.
Yeah. And aside from just learning recipe building and stuff like that on the homebrew scale when I was doing that stuff, the two things that really brought my beer from, oh, wow, this is good for beer that someone made at home, to this is just good beer, was first thing was temperature control, learning different temperature controls with fermentation and things like that. And just during the boiling process, mash process, all that kind of stuff, temperatures can be really important. But then the next thing was this water profile stuff. And that's the thing that really bumped my beer up from, wow, this is good for someone that just made it at home, to, hey, this is really damn good beer.
So I have an engineering background. It comes down to the scientific method.
You look like an engineer.
Go figure.
That was always my best ideas, man.
Yeah, it still checks out. The scientific method is a huge part of engineering, and it's water is one variable, and the water profile with beer is one variable. So the anyone that would get started out with brewing amongst my friends, the conversation was always go through the process and just repeat it. The next time you brew a batch, do the same thing. And once you've done it a few times, start tweaking one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's the water profile or how long the water was in contact with the grains, your process. And everyone talks about New Haven water, that's the pizza. I'm of the belief that it is much more to the process of making that pizza than the water itself. Because, yes, water can have an effect on the way your dough ferments. Mm-hmm. You know, you might, if your water profile is too hard wherever you're getting it from, your dough may be a little thicker, a little tougher to work with. But as you learn your process and you learn how to compensate for that, you can change your ratio, change your hydration, maybe have to let it sit a little longer or a little shorter fermentation time. Mm-hmm. And you evolve and you learn how to make that quality product you're looking for. Yeah. But it takes repetition and understanding the variable that you're changing.
Right.
Yeah, see, what I found in really the last 5 years or so, talking to a lot of different pizza makers, and they're all great, but I found out quickly that there was a pizza maker, a pizzaiolo, that followed a specific recipe, and then there was someone that made the recipe, and they're very different. Someone who follows directions, do this, put this in. If you ask that person, change the hydration from 68 to 70, they wouldn't be able to.
Right.
Yeah, might not even know what that means. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, for the people listening, do you guys know what it means? Have we explained hydration?
Right, no.
Yeah.
Well, since you're the engineer, you really got to say it.
So hydration percentage, or you see it termed as like baking percentage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is essentially the ratio of water to the flour or the grain that you're mixing in. So if you were using, and I'm going to use metric because it's easier, nice round numbers. if you're using 1,000 grams of flour and you want a 68% ratio, you're using 680 grams. Of water.
Yep.
You're a fart smeller.
I know. Right?
This is why I keep Pat around. Yeah. I'm telling you.
And what if you wanted to go to 70% hydration?
I would simply go to 700 grams.
Ooh,
I know. Hey, engineering degree. I'm math real good, guys. So it's understanding that,
yeah,
I think, is more important than the water itself.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's true. Like, and you're right, Frank, you hear about it in New York, you know, does that New York water matter in Brooklyn as opposed to New Haven? Yeah. But it's really just the style they're making and the process going into it.
Yeah. I very firmly believe that it's the ingredients and the process that are much more to attribute to the quality product than the water they're using. Water's important, obviously. And I think that's the biggest pushback I get when I do try to suggest to people that, you know, no, it's not the secret ingredient when it comes to water. They immediately resort to thinking that I'm trying to say that water's not important. No, it's absolutely important, but good water is not unique to New Haven or Brooklyn or anywhere else in the country. There's outliers, obviously. There's bad water in places. There's well water. But for the most part, most municipal water sources are giving you pretty good water, and you're going to be able to make just as good pizza from those as you are anywhere.
Yeah, and a lot of people get mistaken with, the city or town that possibly the pizza is named after, like New Haven, and New Haven style.
Yeah.
So they're different. It's like Detroit, pizza that's made in Detroit, and then there's Detroit style. Now, Detroit style, New Haven style, New York style, Neapolitan. You know, Neapolitan was started in Naples. Mm. So, you know, can you only get real Neapolitan pizza unless you know outside of Naples? You know, I mean, it boggles my mind, that thought process, but that's another important thing too. You know, there's a lot of places that sell New York style pizza, not in New York, not in Manhattan, not in the five boroughs. And it's like, okay, you know, I just don't understand some of the process.
And it's the other way around, too. Just because you're getting pizza in New York or New Haven doesn't mean you're getting New York or New Haven style pizza.
Right, true.
Mm-hmm. Baby Jesus, plus one.
I'd be willing to say that the average consumer, if you did a triangle test where you made three pizzas, two using water from the city of New Haven, one using a bottled water from like Dasani, something, you know, something that you can just buy off the shelf, and everything in that process was identical. You know, you fermented it the same way, you prepped it the same way, you cooked it in the same oven side by side, the same amount of time. You put the three pizzas down in front and not tell anyone which one is different, they would not be able to tell you the difference.
Right. Yeah, because New Haven style is a style. It's a style of pizza. You know, I've heard people say that the water is the only thing that separates the New Haven style from you know, a pizza anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But but even that, it's like, well, water's water. You know, it's not, you could say that about anything. Like, I bought the cheese at, you know, where, so that's technically that, you know, I bought the cheese. What's the store you go to, Frank, to get your cheese?
Oh, LC, Cash and Carry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I bought it from there. So then it's that kind of pizza, you know, but. Yeah, you're right. If you did a taste test, I think no one's going to be able to see the difference.
So I have well water at home. I'm very accustomed to my well water. If I go to my parents and pour a glass out of the fridge, it's not well water. There is a difference to me. But that's also something where I'm drinking 100% of the product is water. Beer, 90 to 95% of the product is water.
Yeah, it's mostly water. Yeah.
The amount of water in the end product of a slice of pizza is so minuscule in comparison to, you know, you drinking 100%, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Like if I brought in three bottles of water and one was different, you might be able to tell it apart. You might not, depending on your palate.
Just as a single bottle of water.
Just the water.
You know, it comes down to the individual too. Some people are more sensitive to different things.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to go off on quite a large betting spree that most people would not be able to pick it out.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think so.
I take those odds any day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just not one of the big differentiators between slices of pizza. Like you said, beer is one thing. Like if you put down, you know, three of the same style of beer with different water, you know, you might be able to notice a little difference, you know.
But at the same time, you can get a dramatically different beer by just adding hops at a different time in the process or letting the grain stay in contact with the water in the mash for a different amount of time.
Even just, goes back to the even process. Just changing the temperature of the water in the mash. Yeah,
it's amazing what the process can do.
And speaking to that from a pizza dough perspective, you know, 1 day fermentation, 2 day fermentation, 3 day fermentation.
Yeah, those flavors and everything are going to develop over that extra time for sure.
Do you put some sugar in? Do you put some honey? You know, do you feed the yeast a little more? I mean, there's so many different variables. What I want to talk about, because I want to get this out, is like there's a whole big debate, argument, discussion. You know, the pizza in Florida stinks. And I always tell people that the reason why the pizza in Florida stinks is because the people that are making the pizza in Florida stink.
Or California, same thing.
I have heard that a lot, though, that people say, you know, the pizza in Florida stinks because of the water down there. I don't think that's true, because I know there's good pizza in Florida. I've had good pizza in Florida.
There may be fewer places that you consider good pizza, but think of it like this. You learn from your peers, you learn from your elders. When you're in an area that's very pizza heavy, you have the opportunity to go to a restaurant and learn from that chef. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you're down in Florida, you learn from a guy that may have learned from a guy that learned from another guy, and who knows what he's passing on from his process, and if that's even valid to make the style you're trying to make.
Yeah, I tell people, again, my opinion, there's pizza for profit and pizza for passion, and they taste very different. A lot of the people in Florida, they're just looking to sell a product to make money. Whether it's a hot dog, a hamburger, a piece of pizza, a pretzel, doesn't matter. They need to make money. And, you know, we're really fortunate to be in Connecticut where, you know, and I've said this a bunch of times, pizza is like a sport, you know, and they're really passionate about people. And there's a lot of incredibly, really good pizza makers in Connecticut that love it. It's part of our culture. You know, if you grew up anywhere in the last 30, 40, 50 years, anywhere, New Haven County, other places, you know, just there's a lot of pizza around.
Yeah, we're spoiled. There's so many great places.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, there's also a lot of competition. So if you want to stand out, if you want to succeed, you've got to keep striving to be better, and you've got to really refine that process.
Kevin, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a good chicken wing?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever been to Buffalo for chicken wings?
I have been to Buffalo.
But I mean, you can have that same experience without being in the locale.
Yeah. No, it's a fantastic point. Yeah.
That is a great point. Actually,
I mean, does that, right? Does having a Buffalo wing in Buffalo?
I'm glad he brought you.
Yeah. I thought of that one on my own on the fly. Yeah, right. I'm proud of me.
Did they cook it with an ingredient that you can only get in Buffalo? Probably not.
Your chickens might have been raised in Delaware, and mine are from Virginia. Come on, that makes
the Delaware wing.
Yeah, like what are we doing, guys?
Right.
Just goes back to, like we said, quality ingredients and process. Quality ingredients and process. That's You know, I have a friend actually who he moved out to Colorado. He made pizzas here for fun when he was living here. He moved out to Colorado. He opened up a pizza truck out there. And when he was going through the process of getting ready to open up this business and getting his recipes down and everything, his biggest concern, he told me, was the water myth that he had always heard. He had that in the back of his mind the whole time. Once he got out there and started making the pizza, he was like, I didn't even make a difference. The biggest challenge was actually the altitude difference.
Yeah.
Water-wise, he's like, I didn't notice a difference whatsoever in Colorado than I did out in New Haven.
Did he test anything, or he didn't get that?
No, nothing test. Just more from memory. Yeah. Like, I made it when I was back home. Now I'm out in Colorado. Let me make it again. Is there a difference? Nope. Yeah. Tastes the same. But, yeah, no extensive testing or anything like that. But
I mean, now have people, thankfully, coming from all over the country to my school. And I tell people, listen, if you can drink the water out of your tap, use it to make pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, if you have any issues, just use spring water. Now, last I heard, they made spring water in California, in Florida, and any other place that you could say, well, the water's bad, it's a hard water, you know, just buy some spring water.
Mm. But those to the same point, the people producing the spring water, like when you get spring water out of a place in Maine, they're still making
Poland it. Springs.
Yeah, they're still.
I've been through
there. I was trying not to name drop, but okay. they're still testing their water to make sure it's coming out the same consistency. So when you buy a bottle of Poland Springs today versus next month in a different state, it tastes the same.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I'm going to throw out a little factoid that you guys might not even know. Well, so obviously, we're all from Connecticut, all from New Haven County. Fox and Park is a huge soda.
Yeah.
But they actually started selling spring water. That was the first thing they sold. And the same building that they're in was a natural spring or aquifer that they literally took and bottled and sold it.
Oh, wow.
You know, that was the start of, from what I've been told, of Fox and Park. And I actually have a bunch of old Fox and Park bottles, the real thick kind of glass bottles, and several of them say spring water on it. Hmm.
They should bring that back. They should bring back the Fox and Park spring.
Well, it's not good.
Let's not get crazy. I have a question before we wrap up in a minute. So you guys obviously have a brewing background. We talked about this one of our last episodes. When you're having pizza, what is the best pairing? Like, what beer? What's your go-to beer style with a New Haven style? Let's just keep it to like a New Haven style cheese pizza.
So, wow, that's a good question. I don't even drink anymore. I stopped drinking a while back. But besides the point, I like a nice, light, clean, crisp lager, something like a Pilsner or something like that. Goes great with pizza.
That's what I said too.
That is the answer.
That is the answer. Anything else is just either too heavy, or the flavor doesn't go with the pizza. It's the light, crisp, light beer.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys want to do like an episode where we come back and do like different pizza styles, beer pairings.
You bring the beer, we'll bring the pizza.
I just want
to eat and drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your Fox and Park? What's your soda go to?
Oh, I'm a Birch beer guy.
Yeah,
Birch
okay. Yeah.
I knew you were a Birch beer.
Yeah. Well, Fox and Park's one of those things. I've never been a cola guy. Period.
Yeah, yeah.
When I get Fox and Park, it's usually a treat for myself, and I always go back to the Birch beer there.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I never drink soda. Once in a while with pizza, I'll have a Fox and Park, and it's a Birch beer.
Yeah, same way. Like, I never drink soda usually, but yeah, if I'm a place that has Fox and Park, I like root beer. I like root beer with pizza.
I like root beer too,
I think it's because I grew up as a kid drinking root beer.
A&W. And
I
just think,
yeah, exactly.
I never met three guys that never drink beer. No, you guys just said you don't drink a lot of soda. Who doesn't drink a lot of soda?
I used to a long time ago, and when I was in high school, I basically lived off soda and had a lot of teeth issues because of it. so I kind of stopped drinking soda when I realized how much it was destroying my teeth.
If you saw my recycling bin, it's 95% empty cans of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, nice.
DC.
Yeah. I do like
Dr. DP.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy soda. I just have got out of the habit of drinking it all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there's soda at a pizza place, yeah, I'm going root beer, or Dr. Pepper's actually a good call.
Yeah, I do like Dr. Pepper too.
Dr. Pepper goes well with anything. But that's a whole nother 45-minute podcast.
Yeah, a whole nother soda episode.
Fox and Park grape for me.
Fox and Park grape.
Oh, I've never had the
grape. Gotta have the grape.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah,
I gotta try that.
Nice.
And my second fiddle, because most places don't carry grape, is root beer. No, I'm sorry, not root beer. Ginger ale.
Oh, ginger ale. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Any other last water thoughts, Frank, that we want to get out before we wrap it up?
No, just I want to thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it.
It was a good time.
You know, trying to bring unbiased people in here, which these guys are. And, you know, that's it. I mean, that's – I think I got accomplished everything that I wanted to
this. We've referenced it so much in episodes about the water and stuff, and we always say, like, we got to get some people on to talk about the water, and we finally did. So you guys had so many answers for us, so we appreciate you guys coming through.
It was a good time.
And to baby Jesus's point, we want to be very clear about this. The water is very important.
Absolutely important.
So we're not saying it's not important. Right. Don't twist us. Don't mangle or anything like that. It's just take it with a grain of beer.
There we go. I like it.
All right, Bill Pat, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having
us. Episode 55 in the new studio, Frank.
Yes. Woo. We got to get something for the walls here, though.
It's true. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby. New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.